given what, you know, what was going on with Mickey and that, like, we in touch with him much, or he came along with Kelly's in this morning, is that right?
He did. Aye, it was a tough week, of course it was. But we knew what we had to do. We knew that this operation was coming on Monday, and we knew we had time to prepare for it, and it was a tough week, of course it was. And I wouldn't want to make it out there too often without him, but we thought we could still go out and do the job today. But I wouldn't like to think that we're going out without trying to get ready for Donegal without him. Of course I wouldn't. We need him back, ASAP, but he'll be back, so we're happy enough.
What about Tony's role then, really? Was it just to come in as a more influenced guy for that, you know, a sounding board?
Absolutely. Yeah. At the beginning of the year, Tony decided to step aside, and when Mickey asked him to come in and help out the line today, he was more willing to do it, and maybe now that he's helped out for one day, maybe he can make that last for two or three more months. Well, I'd hope so.
Looking to persuade him.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to have Tony about, of course it would.
Was there an element of pride restored in terms of performance? Did you take anything out of that, like, or
well,
did you think like that after the Throne game?
Well, we were disappointed, of course we were against Donegal, but
Donegal,
I don't think in terms of pride, our pride's always intact. We're from Throne, for God's sake, how would our pride be anywhere else? But you know, people talk about how we went on the league. We beat Mayo. We went to Dublin and gave Dublin all they'd want. We played Cork and we think we done quite well out there. And all of a sudden, one person says it, and it's a group think scenario. Everybody just clings on to it and writes what they want. And we can't control that. We can just control what we do ourselves. And actually, coming into this game, we were devastated and disappointed. Of course, we were last week.
Yeah.
But I've played in great teams in the past that is more than one bad National League game. I mean, playing the team that won the All-Ireland a bit by Wexford,
right. And
there wasn't a word about it. But of course, one person sees it, and so we don't get too embroidered now.
You put this behind you straight away, though, Gavin, and it's all about 17th of May now and Donegal, and that performance will give you great heart to build on.
It's not a matter of putting it behind you. It's not a matter of that. We are in there. We're hurting. We want to stay in Division 1, and we haven't stayed in Division 1. Of course, we're disappointed, but Armagh got demoted from Division 2 last year, was it? And kick up a ball from the Ireland semi-final. So we're not naive. We know what's in front of us. A massive task against Donegal. They proved that last week. We've failed to beat them many times in the past. But we'll be going there, and we'll be going there with everything we got.
Has Tony given you any indication as to whether he would be open to suggestions to maybe stay on?
No, but he's out there smoking a cigar. You can go and ask him.
He's as good as ever, Gavin. The way he finishes the game, Tony likes a cigar before he speaks to the press. That much hasn't changed.
No, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. No, no.
Well, come here, listen, the small margins, Gavin, but I mean, somebody says that we went well again today. We look back at the games in the past, the court game, a narrow loss, a couple of things in the Dublin game. The league has been very much a learning process as much as anything else. Okay, we're just disappointed we're relegated, but there's been a lot of positive things that come out of the performance.
When you listen to Joe Brawley, I'm that positive.
I didn't listen to any Joe
Brawley. I thought that before today, that there's positives, and today has enhanced that. And there's a lot of negatives too today. We could have won that game. We could have won that game more convincingly than we only threw the game. We could have won that game today, and we could have won it convincingly, and we didn't do it. So we have an awful lot to work on, but of course we're not down the dumps. Everybody thinks we are. Of course we're not.
Still the bench today too, you know, comparison. I mean, they brought on Kelly and they brought on Watts, they brought on Cooper, you know. I mean, and you can bring players of that caliber, you know. Our panel, our team is just developing. We don't have that quality to spring off the bench to change the game.
Well, we had Joe McMahon there today, and Jeremy's back in, and I know they're at the other side of the hill, but they're back to the duration, and they haven't met much many weeks turning over them, but coming on the 6 weeks, we have strength and depth as well. Of course, Ronan O'Neill's had a bit of an injury there about 12 weeks ago. He's coming back, he's keeping at it, and you see a different spring in his step again. We have strength and depth.
Is anybody else, other retired players coming back, or is there any move to bring others back into the...
No, well, I suppose the door's always open, but no, not at the stage, no, that's not necessarily in the front of our heads. No.
So just Gavin, suppose, get into Donegal, because everyone will be thinking, well, sure, Donegal will beat Tyrone. You know, is that a good position, good place we used to go in terms of under the radar?
Well, for instance, last year against Monaghan, we'd always beaten Monaghan, and we thought that sure, we can always beat Monaghan, we'd always measure Monaghan, we didn't have it. So every day is different. I know people read into stats and statistics, and rightfully so, but every day is different, and again, we'll have to do that better than we've been doing, maybe, to get over Donegal in a few weeks, but we'll be ready.
Yeah.